Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Get visibility like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before. Your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow.
Welcome to the SEO Queen Tech Show, a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. This podcast is for professionals and entrepreneurs who are looking to get more customers, clients, and revenue. We are broadcast worldwide on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Just go to SEOQueen.com and book a Reach More Clients Power session. So, today's guest on the SEO Queen Tech Show is a business systems marketing expert and business development expert. She is the founder and CEO of Totally Branded, which is a done-with-you operations strategy agency designed to work with digital agencies to build their lead generation, increase conversions, fix operational breaking points, and expand the capacity of agencies. Since launching in December of last year, she's worked with over 30-plus agencies who've reached out to her for growth. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce to some and present to others, none other than Brandy Wong. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today, Z?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. So tell me about your entrepreneurial journey. I looked at your bio and you've sold coffee, t-shirts, like everything. What made you dive so deep into entrepreneurship?
Yeah, so when I was really, really young in high school, I wanted to be a doctor for like the longest time. But then something that I was also really good at on the side because of my photography classes at school was photography. And so I wasn't like the best photographer at school, but I was definitely like good enough to capitalize off of it for sure. And so when I was 15 years old, I printed out my first set of business cards, and then I found a bunch of business like free events that I could go to network with other people, and I would just hand out my business cards. And that's kind of how I made my money as a 15-year-old kid, was I used to get calls, and then I would go and do a photo shoot for our wedding anniversaries, for our product launches, like all that kind of stuff. And then 15 years old was also when I had my first hired employee, who was essentially just somebody that was also another photographer that I would just pay to come with me to then be able to take photos. But that was kind of my start and my journey and my beginning to starting businesses. And then it was a lot of trial and error. So I've started a load of businesses that have all failed, but something that I didn't know at that time was it only really needs to work once in order for something to happen. So in my history, I have built businesses where I've sold things online, and then I sold that business, and then I would move on to the next and then do that repeatedly. But the time when COVID hit, was when I was going through the most mental turmoil in my life, and some tragedy happened. My mom passed away. And the day my mom passed away is when I decided that I need to make this work, because I have a lot of family.
You have a lot of family that.
Yeah, I have a lot of family that I need to take care of, like physically and also financially. So there was no way that I could actually just work a regular job. And that's when I started Totally Branded, was a couple days after my birthday. A year and a half ago, I think. We started out as an agency that would build e-commerce brands for people. And that was really good, but we could only scale it for so long. And the profit margins weren't that great. And then we turned it into a lead generation agency for digital agencies where we'd use LinkedIn. And that was really good. Are you cool if I keep talking or should I just like pause?
Go ahead. Continue.
Okay, cool. And then we became a lead generation agency where we would bring pre-qualified leads to our clients that were all digital agencies. Because marketing for digital agencies is a complete different game than marketing for other services, for example, real estate services, for example, financial services. Those are a little bit easier because you can run ads, you can have SEO for them. But for marketing for yourself, SEO works. But also at the same time, ads don't work that like as well as it would be, as it should. So that's why we became a LinkedIn lead generation agency for that. The good thing was our clients were really happy because we brought them a bunch of leads that were qualified. But I wasn't very happy because I didn't get to control whether or not these leads closed. And so we changed it a little bit for a little bit into a done-for-you program, where we'd essentially get the leads for our clients, put them through something called a client acquisition machine that would get the lead to like us before they closed. And so it'd be easier for leads to close. And then we did that for a little bit and we realized three issues. Number one, we were charging too much. So people who actually wanted to use our services were not able to afford us. Number two is that we helped our clients hit capacity, which meant that they couldn't keep us employed anymore. And number three, we were just taking up too much of their agency. So at some point, we stopped being able to represent them as how they wanted to represent themselves. And so 2022, our newest offer is our 7K and 7-day free trial offer, where we're actually doing all of that. We're helping build the prospecting engine, we're helping build the client acquisition machine, we're helping expand fulfillment and expand capacity so they can take on those new clients, all done with you. So that way, it actually matches the agency founder's personality, their service, and their niche.
That's awesome. So, my next question to you is, why LinkedIn? Why did you zoom in on LinkedIn?
Why LinkedIn? I think originally we chose LinkedIn because we tried to do emails. And email prospecting can go very far, but email marketing doesn't go very far, especially for agency owners, because you'll get a lot of people straight up cussing you out because they don't know who you are. And that's really the main issue. So on LinkedIn, it gives people like a bit of a rabbit hole to be able to investigate you and see your face. And it's a little bit harder to be mean when you see somebody's face. But for the most part, LinkedIn is just the easiest way to reach to the top. It's the easiest way to show people who you are. You're deciding to build a connection with someone to potentially sell them your services because people want to know who you are to be able to buy from you. And that's what really differentiates two agencies. So when your leads look at you and they look at your competitors, to them, you guys look exactly the same. And you might have a lot of like messaging or a lot of written content about how you're different from other agencies. But the truth is that your leads simply just don't really care. And they're not going to bother to read it, but they will read about who you are. And so that's why LinkedIn is really good and very, very important because you can build that personal connection.
Okay, so my next question is, how can people be successful in business? What are three tips that you have to share?
That's actually really cool. It's actually a good question because I have a video coming out on that. Three tips that I have is number one, figure out whether or not you're a freelancer or an agency owner. So figure out whether or not you're building a business or you just want to do this on your own. And so the mindset really, really matters because if you treat your business like you put $1 million into bootstrapping it, then you're definitely going to treat it a lot different than if you started out as a freelancer and decided to build an agency on top of it. And so figure out which one you are. You could have like 10 staff and still be a freelancer, or you could have like be by yourself and still be considered an agency. It's just really based off of your growth mindset. Another tip that I would recommend that you learn is leadership. And so leadership is what's going to help with training a team and what's going to help with leading a team. And so eventually when you lead a team, obviously the more clients you can bring in, the more services you can sell for your agency and the less you have to work, period. And that's kind of like what the whole basis of being a business looks like. But when you're a freelancer and you think like a freelancer, it becomes a little bit more difficult to try to hire people for positions because you either don't trust them or they're not well trained enough, so you keep firing them, or you just are working overtime trying to cover up somebody else's mistakes that you've hired. So it's really important that you have good leadership and you understand that your team are people too, and they don't their lives are not dedicated around you, but you're just a good part. Like you're just an employer. That's it. And it's important to know that. So leadership is really, really important. The third thing that I would recommend that everyone learns is copywriting. Because copywriting goes everywhere. It goes into your SEO, for example, you know this. It goes into your lead generation. If you can write really well and you are able to convey your thoughts without overwhelming your prospects, and almost like if you can write almost as if you're whispering into the ear of your prospect, or if you're writing directly for them, then the odds of them responding to you is a lot higher than if you were to send them a mass message. So, for example, if I said that I work with B2B businesses to be able to help them add 7K to their revenue in 7 days, in our 7-day free trial, and I sent that out to a bunch of agency owners, I bet that I already know this because we did testing on this, but the response rate would be a lot lower than if I were to use the words, we help agency owners add 7K to their revenue in their 7-day free trial, because agency owners resonate with the words agency owners, but not so much B2B, right? And so that would be my third piece of advice. Yeah.
Wow, that's really, really powerful. So, how can people connect with you, Brandy, online?
You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. It's Brandy Grace Wong. Brandy is spelled a little bit differently. It's not spelled like the alcohol. It's spelled Brandie. And then Grace Wong. Or you can find us at totallybranded.com. Or you can find me on YouTube at Brandy Grace Wong as well.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Brandy, for coming on to the SEO Queen Tech Show. This is a podcast to help you get more credibility, visibility, and profitability through inspiration, technology, and marketing insight. And we are broadcast all over the world on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, and iTunes. Bashani Radio, always talking about everything from New York City. You can listen to the SEO Queen Tech Show on any mobile phone or tablet device. Also, as a thank you gift for listening to the SEO Queen Tech Show, you can go to SEOQueen.com and book a complimentary strategy session. Finally, I want to give a shout out to everybody who came and supported the Reach More Clients Power Conference. It was amazing, amazing, amazing. And I also want to encourage you to connect with Brandy Grace. You should definitely check out her YouTube channel and her LinkedIn channel. I really like her approach to business. I've had the opportunity to chat with her about strategy. And, you know, I'm a firm believer in the mastermind principle. I'm a firm believer in, you know, talking to others. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you follow this young lady because she's definitely going a lot of places. So, Brandy, do you have any final comments before we sign off today?
Final comments is keep working hard, treat your business like it you put in $1 million and don't stop. Always look for a solution. There are no problems, only solutions.
Well, I love it. I love it. There's no problems, just solutions. I love it. Thank you so much, Brandy.
No worries. Have a good day, everyone.
It's time to grow with the SEO queen. With visibility like never before, your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow with the SEO queen. Receive the perfect leads like never before, your traffic's gonna explode. It's time to grow. Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.